This is George Hicks speaking. I'm speaking now from the tower above the signal bridge of an American naval flagship, and we're lying some few miles off the coast of France where the invasion of Europe has begun. It's now 20 minutes to 6, and the landing craft have been disembarked from their mothership and are moving in long, irregular lines toward the horizon of France, which is very plain to the naked eye. Our own bombardment fleet, lying out beyond us, has begun to blast the shoreline, and we can see the vivid yellow bursts of flame quite clearly, although the sound is too far away to be heard, and at the same time, from the shore, are answering yellow flames as the Nazi batteries are replying. Overhead, flames are high up in the thin cloud, which is a gray stream over the sky, but which is not thick nor heavy, and not low enough to be an inconvenience to bombing. The LCTs and the LCIs have begun to pass along the side of us. Those are the amphibious beach landing craft that carry the tanks, trucks, bulldozers, and finally the men ashore. They've been churning along and are bouncing around in the choppy Channel Sea now. And all around us, on either side, are stretched the fast transports at anchor who have disembarked these small craft. They, all over the surface of the sea here, can be seen cutting and zigzagging and then forming into those somewhat irregular lines that make a black pencil point across the sea itself, heading toward the ribbon of land that's France and the coast of Normandy. We can see the wreaths of smoke that are beginning to puff up, both black and white, on the shoreline. France, at this particular part of its northwestern sea coast, has a rather shallow beach and then steep cliffs of 100 to 200 feet, and then the rolling land beyond. This area is between Cherbourg and Le Havre. The wind has increased rather than diminished during the night and is now blowing an 18 knot wind, which is pretty stiff and is kicking up white caps. However, the landing beach craft are going in and are plowing through the choppy sea and seem to be making good headway. The order of the attack is for a naval bombardment, an air bombardment, and then landing craft going in carrying tanks, then a wave of infantry to take the first toehold on the beaches, and then a wave of beach demolition engineers who will knock out with hand charges the underwater obstacles and those on the shore itself. It's now becoming quite clear and daylight as 6 a.m. approaches on June 6, 1944. Occasionally, in the stiff wind that's whipping around our platform, we can hear the thud of shells or bombs landing on the French coastline, perhaps 8 or 10 miles before us. And the steel plates on which we stand vibrate from the concussion of the heavy guns that are firing from the American and British battleships and heavy cruisers forming a long line right behind us. I can count 22 of the squat, square-nosed landing craft carrying vehicles along one side of it as they turn and bounce in the choppy sea, waiting the exact timing to form their lines and start in toward the beach. When I first began speaking to you, it was the shore batteries of the Nazis that had spotted us here at sea and opened up, and our naval bombardment squad has replied to them. One battleship is in as close as 3 miles. And one of these famous American battleships, the Texas, about 6 miles in her firing position. A duel is in progress now between a battleship lying just a couple of miles off the French shore and firing broadsides into the land. The Germans are replying from the land with flashes, and then the battleship lets go with its entire broadside again. A very side of the battle wagon lights up in a yellow glare as her broadside goes off, and now we can see brown gray smoke drifting up from her, from her gun barrels. Huge mushrooms of black and gray smoke are beginning to pile up off the beachheads of France. Directly before us, probably air bombardment. The two columns are beginning to rise higher than the hills behind them. And to the left is another single column. It's just burst in on the top of the cliff above the chalk wall facing the sea, and puffs of smoke are standing up now like plumes. A fire has been started on the beach front directly before us, and now batteries are firing from the beach, flashes of yellow, and the broadsides of the battleship are pouring it back at them. Overhead, high, planes are roaring. I think they just came in and dropped a salvo of bombs to stick on that the hilltop directly before it that we spoke of a moment ago. A long flight of flying fortresses are passing over the invasion fleet. Perhaps can hear the roaring of their motors. 36, 38 planes. Against the wind that's rushing through the ring of this mad stop. Heavy bombardment, naval guns, ships seem to be even closer to the French shore now, hugging in along the coastline and blasting out their blossoms of yellow fire. There have been replies from the shore, but slow, gray pink clouds have set down over the coast of France. For a moment now, we're unable to see the outline of the land. Although over into the east, the sky has opened up. The loudspeaker on this flagship has been announcing almost continuously. The Spitfires on our starboard bow. P-38, dead ahead. The air support. Here it comes for P-38 now, following the fort. The air has simply been crisscrossed with the live displays of all types. The tank carrying and vehicle carrying landing craft have passed our ship and are beginning to form their line, which is already pointed towards the French coast. The earlier and smaller LCVTs, which carry infantry and personnel, have been en route now over 40 minutes, and according to the time schedule, should be hitting the French shore in 10 minutes from now. Everywhere you look in this jangled English Channel, which is green and gold with the rips of the sunlight coming through broken clouds, everywhere you look are big little ships of all kinds, the types that you almost have never seen before. The wind seems to be increasing in velocity, and it looks as though weather has turned a bit against it on the opening day's day. The Augusta, one of America's famous cruisers, is in off the shore there blasting, as well as the Texas, the Nevada, and the Arkansas. Old battleships and slow, but with terrific armaments. 14-inch guns. They're just anchored off and blowing into the Nazi batteries on shore. It's now just a couple of minutes past 6:30 in the morning. First
Allied forces are reaching the beaches in France. And that's the latest news that we can bring you from the invasion beachhead as it just now reaches 8 hour. This is George Hill speaking. I now return you to the United States.